This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You know it now?
Oh, I know the song. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't read my writing.
Yeah, I could not. I could not for the life of me read what I had written down.
God, that's a good one. That's a fun noise to make.
Why do they all have those beards?
It just became their thing.
You need to have a beard to be in the band?
Yeah, I mean the drummer didn't. Right.
Yeah, the drummer just had a stash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it just became like what they're known for.
Yeah, you saw the documentary that I saw
yes.
that we were talking about. It's phenomenal, by the way. If you just like rock and you're not huge on ZZ Top, because that's kind of where I am, it's an amazing documentary because it's great music, but it's also really a fun story. And they didn't have that at the beginning, and they look weird without it.
Yeah,
like when you see them without it when they're young in their early 20s, you're like, they just don't look right.
Billy Gibbons, I mean, duh, they're ZZ Top, but Billy Gibbons is like legit.
Oh my God, yes.
He's incredible.
Yes.
I also think it requires a lot of confidence to be like, all right, I'm getting ready to sing the song, and then make a noise like, hur, 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 and like fully own it and not have everybody be like shutting off the equipment like, hey man, what the hell was that?
ZZ Top, man. 70s.
Hey, man, what were you thinking doing that?
Jeremy asking which of us looked the least like their voice. Rachel getting a lot of compliments today. Matt says that Kevin Wheeler looks like a giant redhead with iron teeth.
I am George Washington. There is some metal in there, though. I had a lot of cavities when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah? Tons.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm a teeth grinder, and I don't
so
know
am
it
I.
Like when I'm sleeping. I don't do it like in normal wakey times.
Yeah.
But apparently that was a problem.
And he loves hard candy.
I'm afraid I'm going to have all my teeth replaced, like, at some point. Just,
You think maybe someday that'll all be a lot easier?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Dude. That's what we are all holding out
Let's
for.
Let's go, AI. Let's go.
I'm hoping for tooth research and Alzheimer's. Yeah. And, like, I'm just like, My next 10 or 15 years, it could go either way.
Holding on for dear life.
I could be toothless and senseless pretty quick.
Yeah.
Then I'll really not look like my voice. Thanks for everyone tuning into the stream. We had 42,000 views yesterday, which is really good, I guess. And so that I'm really happy with that. Really appreciative. We're going to do it every day. We need to get it to where we can do it in the 1 o'clock too.
I think we can. Want to try it tomorrow?
We can.
Yeah,
we'll try it tomorrow.
Maybe
where we just set one camera where it's on both Ronge and Amy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just has to be set back a ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need cameras on our guests.
Because like, that's the funniest hour. Like, that's, we're just, it's like,
yeah,
you just have no idea where it's going to go.
Cameras on our guests would be weird.
What's that?
Sorry, I don't know. We don't have to do this on the air. Sorry. I was responding.
No, I think the cameras are freaking you out.
No, it would be weird because I'm trying to think of how the angles would work. It's tricky because there's like a static amount of cameras that can be on at any given time.
Is that what you're trying to figure out while ago when you're looking at yourself?
Part of it, yeah.
Liar.
The other one was
you were admiring.
How to get all this damn? I told you. So I told
know,
you guys.
I
Andrew's
know
looking
you.
At himself. He's like,
I've told
I
you guys
good.
That
I know
I'm not a big fan of how I look most of the time. But yet, if you get me in front of like a reflection or whatever, I just start preening like a bird.
He's like,
like,
yeah.
Like a cockatoo. I just start like...
I like that guy.
Taking my foot and kicking my face.
Hey there, buddy.
Okay, so Sweet 16 of animals.
Nice.
Should we even include dog? It's just so obvious.
You can put in dog.
You gotta be on the list.
All right.
They're animals.
I'll put him on as the number one pick, dog.
Okay. All right. Wheels, why don't you kick this one off?
I mean, you know what I'm going with.
Oh, I forgot.
Master of Wolves.
Well, can we do dog and wolf?
Actually, no. Should we combine them?
No.
All right.
They're different.
All right.
Wolves.
I mean, they fulfill two very distinct places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, wolves don't live in your house.
Nick went out to the wolf sanctuary.
Yeah, it's so great.
Man, that seems so cool. I've not been.
The one out in Eureka?
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
What's it like out there?
Like wolfy?
No,
it's cool. I mean, honestly, God, it's really cool that because they have different types of wolves. They're not running loose. They're not running loose. They're in pens and stuff, but you can get pretty close.
Yeah.
And they have foxes, I think, too, a few different breeds of foxes and stuff. Yeah, it's very cool. I haven't done this, but I want to sign up to pay more to do the behind the scenes tour. We can get a little closer.
Can you touch them?
I doubt it. They bite.
Man, that scared the hell out of me.
They're pretty bitey.
The janitor?
Janitor came in with a vacuum going, and I thought my computer was exploding.
Andrew's like, where's the bucket?
So if the camera saw me go, whoa, like this and jump.
Yeah, we should tell this crowd. By 4 o'clock, we can do bathroom humor. Andrew was really sick, and he told me that he had it out of both ends, and that he was using the toilet and a bucket. And I pictured him throwing up in the toilet and pooping in a bucket, which I was very impressed by. And then I texted that to Trish last night, and she was like, what a freak. Why wouldn't he do it the other way around? And I didn't even consider for a moment that you weren't pooping in a bucket. I was just like, I don't know. What a freak, right? And you were doing it the right way.
Yeah. Rachel, Dave, like, rounded on me on the air and was like, yeah, hey, why on earth weren't you doing it the other way around? And I went, I was.
I was so certain.
I never said I wasn't.
Andrew's like, I did it right.
And I didn't have you sitting on the bucket. I had you shooting at it from, like, 3 feet away.
Yeah. Like... I don't know what to tell you.
My scenario is so much more fun. And I felt so much worse for you. Now I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting on the toilet.
Poor thing doesn't even know how to use a toilet. He was so sick.
He could have made it so much easier on himself.
Oh, my God.
So, wolves?
Yeah, wolves.
Okay.
Cats.
Cats.
House cats. Because I have other types of cats.
Ophelia?
On the list as well.
I'm going with the gorilla.
That's a good one.
I like the gorilla. Right. Andrew.
Oh, how about an elephant?
I had that one too.
I love elephants. They're like the best animals in the whole world.
I've been seeing TikToks lately of them attacking vehicles.
Oh, that's a whole lot
of
hoot nanny.
Did something wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm on Team Elephant there.
Yeah, for sure.
Always Team Elephant.
Yeah.
Pachyderms.
They're smart.
They're rocking those vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know the most dangerous animal?
Hippo.
Yes.
Pig. Oh, yeah. They like to sink boats.
Pig?
Pig, yeah. I think more people... Don't more people die from pigs than anything else?
No.
Than anything else?
I
don't think anyone dies from
not
pigs.
Not anything else in the world, but like any other animal. I think,
watch your back if you're a pig farmer.
I think pigs kill like the most people.
Wouldn't that be on like Lester Holt if one person died from a pig?
I don't know. Well, it could also include like javelinas and such, right?
How are the pigs killing you?
Stepping? Eating? I don't know.
I've never been
that close to a pig.
Systemically eaten by pigs.
My wife used to get bitten by a pig all the time. She used to love pigs all the time. So she worked.
Same pig?
She worked at a place that had a pig that would hang out at the front desk, and the pig was just biting her all the time. And she would like not want to go to work. She's like, I don't want to go to work because, you know, Smunky the pig or whatever is gonna bite me all day.
Did you say Smunky?
Smunky. I don't remember what the pig's name was.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the number one
here's
is
what I think.
Snakes, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he tells a little lie. And then he gets caught. And then he has to go all the way with the lie. Like, the pig had a name.
Gail's got my back. She says more pigs die from... Oh, that's not what... I thought it said.
Does not have your back, people.
I mean, it's definitely. She's definitely right. More pigs do die from people. That's a fact.
I misread it.
I mean, yeah. that is a fact.
I think one of these species has to watch their back from the other.
Yeah.
The pigs.
So, a little bit more.
I got a science article here that lists the 10 deadliest animals to humans.
Number one, pig.
Number 10 is lions. Number 9 is the hippo. Elephants are after that at 8, and then you got crocodiles, scorpions,
pig,
assassin bugs,
assassin
dogs,
bug.
Dogs, snakes, and then other humans and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah,
that's underwhelming.
Mosquitoes kill 725,000 people a year.
How many do pigs kill?
They're not on the list, Andrew.
I like how is that just like a guy with a big gun?
Yeah, there's
like
a picture of a dude with a gun.
For like. In case you needed to visualize what a human right. killing you might look like.
Right, but snakes are the actual, if you're going by animal, snakes are the biggest killers.
Let's get even grosser. You know the famous week that I went down and spent with my cousins where yeah. I pooped my pants and I threw the underwear away and the dog brought them up? They had pigs and it was butt crack of the morning and we went out to feed the pigs and for some reason they wouldn't let me wear my shoes, so I'm barefoot. Walking through mud that wasn't quite mud, and then a pig peed on my leg, and I swear to God, I can feel it to this day. It was like a hot hose.
Yeah, I bet.
Ugh.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anywho.
That's how it goes. So, what animals? So,
I think it's Wheeler's turn.
Oh, is it me?
Yep.
Kangaroos. Who, by the way, also very dangerous.
Yeah, they can box.
Do not mess with them.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go with lions.
Nice.
Let's go with the old chimp.
Okay.
I thought I'd get more.
Dave's on Team Primate today.
Yeah.
The greatest of all animals, the goats.
goats?
Whales.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, not goats, actually.
I'm like, you're
not actual
goats.
No, whales. Whales are the best. Whales are the ultimate.
Man, we move through this like poop through a goose when Skip's not here. I think we figured out who the holdup is.
Skip always has like a point of clarification.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He made.
Point of parliamentary
procedure.
He takes
procedure. It very seriously.
He's got like a whole paragraph written for like all of his picks. And we're just like, goat.
Whose turn?
I don't know.
You.
Oh.
Because I said whale. Whale.
Oh, he said chimp and then you said whale. So maybe it's whale. Rachel or me.
You.
All right. Komodo dragons. I'm going to go with Matt. That's a good call, man. I love Komodo dragons. It's the closest thing to a dinosaur that we have on Earth.
You got cool ones.
I know.
I feel bad for mine.
I like cool animals.
Gorilla and chimp.
I know.
Those
they're
are
so
good
obvious.
Ones. I mean, but they're badasses, too.
I'm going to say tigers.
I like them. That's one of my favorites.
They're going up against wolves.
That was
going
to be my next pick.
Which would you rather face, a tiger or a lion?
I don't think it matters. I'm dead either way.
Would you punch it?
You'll play dead. Hope they lose interest because you got no chance against them.
Story I heard one time that I know is true. These guys from St. Louis were fishing one of those things where you fly a seaplane into Canada, and they'd been told to watch out for the bears, and they were about a couple hundred yards from their cabin by the water fishing, and a bear attacked and took a guy's arm off, and everyone's like hitting it with their fly rods and stuff, and the guy played dead, and the bear didn't kill him, and he said that he just remembered Elmer Fudd. Like, that's what Elmer Fudd would do. Isn't that crazy? Am I telling bad stories?
No,
that's crazy.
No.
I think I am.
You literally tell good stories every day for a living. You're like, they're all bad.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Honey badger.
Oh!
Yeah, finally I got a good
that's
one.
That's a bad. Yeah, I love it. They all can right. turn inside out inside their skin.
What?
They can. They can go inside their own skin and turn around so their head can go out the back. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you they have that trick.
I have a cousin that can do that.
I'm going to take a break and then we'll finish.
Do we have any more?
Let's do it. Oh, do I have live?
Yes, you do.
There you go, Dave.
You saw that on live. You saw that on live
like,
television.
Here we go, buddy.
And take it away, Dave.
And in three. Welcome back, DGS. Hello, Amy. I remember you from our church group in Hartford. That's awesome. Doing the Sweet 16 of animals. I don't know why I feel so apologetic about this one.
It's fun. Don't apologize.
I know. I need to shut up. Where do we leave off?
I think it's Andrew's turn.
Okay.
Sorry, my mic was on. I'm going to say, how about...
You got nothing, do you?
Cartoon
no,
cats and
no,
lasagna.
No, I'm still thinking. I think maybe, how about a gator? For my deep love of the swamp people. I was torn between gators and
shoot
beavers.
Shoot them!
I looked into buying some gator from that show, but they only sell it in Louisiana. Go figure. They won't ship it.
You ever had gator?
1,000 miles up here. Yes, I have. The lovely Gulf Shores restaurant has gators.
Yeah, it's either
here.
Really good or really bad. You usually get like one bite that...
I was not totally blown away by the gator. You know, I thought it was a little bit like... tastes a little bit like chicken, but like not as good as chicken. So it was like, well, I'm just going to keep having chicken then.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know.
Wheels.
Man, I got hard ones now because there's so many. I'm going to go dolphins.
Ah,
I'm
going to
pick the smart ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tigers.
I thought you already went tiger.
I went lion. Oh, yeah, I did go tiger. cheetah.
Got to keep her honest.
Rachel's getting all the cats.
Yeah, I got all the cats.
Because mm-hmm, they're the best animal. And so there's one more.
Octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Man, talk about smart.
Right?
Yeah, man. Those
guys are from outer space.
I wasn't eating them things to begin with, but I shan't be eating cephalopods ever.
Man,
they're just
can
simply
figure
too smart.
Stuff out.
They're just too smart.
Dog versus whales.
Dogs.
Dog.
Whales, and this is not fair to put whales up against dogs.
Yes, it is.
Wolves versus tigers.
Oh, no.
Oh, I want to say wolves because it's fun to say wolves, but I'm going to go tigers.
I'm going to go wolf.
I mean, I got to go.
I'm also
going
to say wolves because it's fun to say wolves, but I will also vote tigers.
The wolf survives.
No.
No.
Tiger.
Captain Roger.
Well, sorry about that. I missed that one. I was just listening to what were the choices?
Roger's working.
Roger's like, I'm just working here.
We're like, what's your favorite animal?
Wolves and tigers.
Wolves and tigers. Well, tigers, definitely, yeah.
Right. The city of St. Louis is buried under snow and ice.
We're like,
Roger, tiger or wolf?
Come on, Roger.
Kitty or puppy? Roger, come on.
Look alive. Cats versus Komodo dragons.
Oh, no.
Cats.
Kitty.
Komodo.
Even though the Komodo dragons, when you go to the zoo and you see it, you're like, that is pretty incredible.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. It's a dinosaur.
It's unbelievable dinosaur. That this thing exists on our planet with us, but that's the same thing I say when I look at my cat, Gigi. So,
Roger, cats. One more to you. Cats versus Komodo dragons.
We're talking house cats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Komodo dragon, definitely.
There we go.
Gorilla versus gator.
Gorilla.
Gator.
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 So we've got. If
so
you're
tied,
what
I'm
do you
gorilla.
Got? Yeah, me too. So
tied.
Right,
Captain
yeah.
Again.
Oh no.
Tied to me. Okay. There's just too many funny things about gators. So I think I'm sticking with them.
Gators. Everybody knows gators are hilarious.
That is the last thing I expected him to say.
Yeah.
To be fair, he is like trying to get us the latest traffic.
Yeah, I know. He's like, there's a 77 car accident on the highway. Gators or gorillas?
And he's clearly been drinking.
No.
Elephant versus honey badger.
Elephant.
Honey badger.
Elephant. And for the love of God, Wheels, just say elephant.
Say elephant.
Elephant.
Ah.
That's for my brother-in-law.
Kangaroo versus cheetah.
Ooh,
I'm gonna go kangaroo.
I'm going roo, yeah.
Yeah, roo.
Roo.
Lions versus dolphins.
Ooh, shoot.
You were about to say it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go lions.
Yeah.
Me too.
King of the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The chimp versus the octopus.
Oh no.
Oh, they're both so smart.
I'm gonna chimp.
Yeah, I'll change mine to chimp.
Octopus.
Octopus.
All right.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't.
Sorry, Roger. One more.
Captain.
Chimps. I'll go
with
it.
Yay. 437.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
EG Asun KMOX, Sweet 16 of Animals down to the Elite Eight. Dogs versus Tigers.
Dogs.
Yeah, I gotta go dogs.
Yeah, dogs had to be in the finals.
Yeah.
Cats versus Gators.
Cats. Oh boy, cats. Wouldn't want to be around a gator.
Don't get Roger Brand started on Gators.
Plus, I hate the Florida Gators.
There's so many funny things about them.
Yeah, Gators are funny.
Elephants versus Kangaroos.
Roo.
Roo's a dark horse.
Yeah.
I gotta go
a horse. How do we not have horses on here?
I mean.
Oh, yeah, horses are good.
Yeah. I'll say kangaroos so poor Roger can work.
Okay. Lions versus chimps.
Lions.
King of the jungle.
Chimps.
Lion.
You wanted to go chimps, didn't you?
I'm not a big chimp guy. I don't care for chimps.
Do they eat your face?
Creep me out. I mean, they eat your face and they creep me out. They're too uncanny.
They're too like us.
Yeah, weird me out.
Stinky. They smoke.
Stinky.
They smoke. Ever seen one smoke?
Yeah, I've seen lots of them smoke. They love it. There's more smoking chimps than humans at this point.
Rach, you want to talk about your experience with Weber?
Yeah, it's, you know, I used to really hate driving in the snow. I had extreme anxiety about it, but I drove in today in my Chevy Trax because I just feel safe in that car. It's nice and high off the ground, and it was just exactly what I was looking for. I didn't want something huge, but I wanted something, you know, that I could. I basically bought this new car 5 years ago whenever my niece Blair was being born, so I had a way to get my nieces around and stuff. And I went to Weber because Weber just does a great job, and I knew I'd get a good deal, and they really, really took care of me. And it's not just because I'm on the show. I didn't text Skip that morning and let him know I was coming in. I just went in like a normal experience, and it was great. You know, it was my first time buying a car from a dealership, and everything went really smoothly, and I'm very happy with it even 5 years later.
Very nice. Final four of the Sweet 16 of Animals. Wow. We didn't even try to do this. Dogs versus cats.
Cats.
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
Uh-oh.
All right, we got to go to Roger.
Definitely dogs.
Oh!
Predictable.
Kangaroos versus lions.
Ooh.
Lions.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Lions.
Oh, sorry.
Raj?
Ooh, jeez.
I know.
Kangaroos.
Yeah!
Okay, sorry.
What?
I just...
What'd you do?
The big sigh was very funny.
Dogs versus kangaroos.
Oh, man. Doggies.
Dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said maybe we don't even put dogs on, because you know they're going to win.
All right,
you
then were honorary right. Kangaroo.
Well, you were right then.
Honorable mention.
I guess I was, wasn't I?
Well, I guess you were called,
Dave. I guess I know everything about animals.
Guess you've just done 10,000 Sweet 16s, and you know how they go.
We're getting booed by Gail.
Yeah, that was, I think that was when cats went down.
Yeah. Yeah, Gail's turned. Gail was having fun at first. Yeah, and now Gail's like,
Gail was fully on our side Gail's a half like, hour
get
ago.
Him off the screen.
We lost her somehow. No, we have a minute left. I'm just going to stand here. What are you doing tomorrow, Andrew?
Well, we are going to have Riverbend Ministries charity come in and tell us a little bit about their work with helping people get homes, helping people get jobs and stuff, all on in a community that's very near and dear to all of our, except Kevin Hart's, all of us from Madison County area where they operate.
Why except me? Man, make me seem like the jerk.
You said you hated Illinois earlier.
I didn't say that. Ranji said that.
Oh, okay. I get you two mixed up.
Kevin's going to be hosting half the show. That's going to be fun.
Yep. Got to go get my pellets.
Look out.
Yeah, Kevin's going to be, we're going to have to rearrange the cameras so that we'll put all the cameras on Kevin in different angles.
Oh, my God.
That's anyone we'll want to go with me tomorrow? Hold my hand while I'm getting pellets in my butt?
Kind of.
Get to see it.
Gets me out of work.
It's all white and shiny.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.